Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Nida Daf Ayin Gimel. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. We open up our Gemara today 5-6 lines from the bottom of Ayin Beis Amud Beis. We left off the Gemara last time with introducing a question, because in our last shiur we had mentioned we brought a Tanaic source where Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said that the Achadaser Yoim Shebei Nida L'Nida Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that the halachas concerning the 11 days between Nida periods are taught through an oral tradition. The Gemara asks, what do you mean these are conveyed through an oral tradition? They are based on Psukim. Hani, the Gemara asks, Hani halachas ninu, Hani kroi ninu. And we pointed out in our last shiur that this is the beginning of a long question. It, in effect, takes in a very long Tanaic source. You can see the kuf encircled immediately right hand side of Gemara text with a descending vertical dashed line. But before we get into the Gemara, we want to point out, we have a little note in the margin, and we've written Yesh Lahair, Deva Vayikra Tesvov in Vayikra Perik Tesvov, Yeshnei Parshios. You should be aware that there are two sections that are relevant to our Gemara here. The Parsha Rishona, we're going to call that Parsha of Nida, is Vayikra Tesvov, Psukim Yud Tes through Chof Dalid. In that section, it features a woman that has a blood sighting, whereby she becomes Tmeah for a total of 7 days, namely the day that she has a sighting plus 6 more days. There is no need for a subsequent period of Nikiyim, of Shiva Nikiyim, of clean days, nor is there any sacrifice brought. Then there's a Parsha Shnia, which is called the Parsha Zava, and that are Psukim Chof Hei through Pasuk Lamed. And there, that parsha deals with a woman who has a blood sighting, which could result, if you have 3 consecutive days of blood sighting during the Yemei Ziva, whereby she will need to keep 7 clean days, Shiva Nikiyim, and she will have to bring a sacrifice. So there are 2 distinct parshios to be aware of. Turning now to our Gemara. The Gemara asks, Hani halachas ninu, are these things concerning the 11 days, the laws regarding the 11 days between Nida periods, are they based on oral tradition? Hani kroi ninu, they're based on psukim. Desanya, we have the following source. Yochol haroya shloishi yomim betchilas nida ritzufim tehe zava. Would you say, could it be that if a woman has 3 consecutive days of blood flow during the beginning of the Nida period, that she would become a Zava? Namely, that she would be required then to observe 7 clean days and to bring a sacrifice. Would you think that? And well, Umani Mekayman, if you were to think that, so then what are you going to do with the beginning of the first Parsha, where it says, Isha ki siye Zava dam, ye Zava, where the Torah does not require 7 clean days, nor any bringing of sacrifices? Well, that's Beroya Yoimecho. That would apply to a woman who has only 1 day of blood sighting. So the question is, could it be that a woman that has 3 consecutive days of blood sighting at the beginning of her Nida days, that she would become what we refer to as a Zava? And if you'll ask, well, but the Psukim don't indicate any need. In that first Parsha, there's no indication of a need for Shiva Nikiyim and a Korban. Well, I can tell you that's regarding a 1-day sighting. The Gemara answers, Talmud Loimar, the Torah tells us in the second Parsha, which is a Parsha that features the 7 Nikiyim and the Korban, continuing on Ayin Gimel Amen Aleph, Beloy Eis Nidasa. samuch l'nidasa. When is there a need for the Shiva Nikiyim and the Korban? That's a blood flow that happens after or next to the Yemei Nida, but not during the Yemei Nida themselves. This is a quote from Perek Tezvav Pasuk Chaf Hei, where it says specifically, Beloi Eis Nidasa. And it's in that second parsha that there is reference to Shiva Nikiyim and a Korban. V'ein li'ela samach l'nidasa. Well, that would be true if there is a blood sighting that starts on day 8. Samach means right next to. Muflog l'nidasa yoymecha minai. What about a blood sighting that would start not on the immediate day following the main nida, but on day 9, which is muflog, means it's a gap of one day. Talmud loimar, oiki sazov. That expression enables me to include a beginning of a zava period, even though it's not right next to the main nida, but a gap of one day. Ein li elo yoim echad. Well, I understand if there's a gap of one day, that there will be, that she could nevertheless become a zava, assuming that there is 3 days of consecutive blood flow starting with day 9. Minayin l'rabois muflog shnayim shloish arbo chamisha shisha v'shiva shmoyne tisha asora minayin. From where do I know to include any greater gap? Not just a gap of one day, but a gap of 2 days, even up to a gap of 10 days from the Yemei Nida. How do I know that those days also could result in her becoming a Zava? Amris, so we answer, Ma Motsinu Bo Ravi'i. Ravi'i is the fourth day. What do we mean by the fourth day? So let us say, that's what called, fourth day is the 4 days after the Yemei Nida. Well, how does the fourth day make her into a Zava? Very simply, if she had a sighting starting on the day after, I should say, with a gap of one day, instead of, let's say, 3 days right after the Nida, but rather she started, if we look at our little timeline on the side of the Gemara, instead of a sighting on day 8, she started a sighting on day 9. So day 9, 10, and 11. What is day 11? Day 11 would be, in our example, the third day of a consecutive days of blood flow during the Yemei Ziva. What number of the Yemei Ziva is day 11? It happens to be the fourth day of the 11 days, as you can see on our little diagram. That's the reference made in the Gemara here. Ma motzinu b'ravi sheroi l'sfira v'roi l'ziva. Day 4 is fit for sfira, meaning if she had a sighting on day 3, so she would count her, she would start her nikiyim on day 4. So the characteristic of day 4 is that it's fit for sfira's nikiyim, if she saw on days Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, which is days 1, 2, and 3, as you can see on our little chart. So day 4 is Roy L'Sfira, and it's Roy L'Ziva. How do I know it's Roy L'Ziva? Well, that's because of the Gzeres HaKosov of Oy Ki Sazuv, because she that spoke about a gap of one day where she started her sightings on day Beis, Gimel, and Dalet of the Yemei Ziva. Dalet is Revi, so Revi is also Roy L'Ziva. It's a day fit for her becoming a Zava, not only a day of a clean day for counting on for previous sightings, but it's also a day that makes her into a Zava. Afani Ovi Ho'asiri, so too I will include day, or even day 10. What's the nature of day 10? Sheroi L'Sfira. Day 10 will be a day of counting of clean days, it's a day of day 10 is a counting of clean days. Had she started on the first, started a blood flow on the first of her Yemei Ziva, so I include day 10, which is Roy L'Sfira. V'roi l'ziva. It also is a day that could make her into a zava gedoyla. When would that be? That would be if she had a sighting on day 9, 10, and 11. She would become a zava. Uminayin l'rabbi sachadasar. How do I know to include day 11 as well? After all, day 11 was not a day that was considered one of the Shiva Nikiyim for a sighting at the beginning of the Ziva period. If we look in Rashi across from here, Minayin l'rabbi siyud aleph, she itstaref im harishonim l'ziva l'gimel ritzufim. How do I know to include day 11 as something that could join in becoming a part of three consecutive days to make her into a zava? The afalgav sheino roy l'sfiras nikim shel zivas gimel rishonim. Even though it's not one of the clean days, had she started a sighting at the beginning of the ziva period, and you can simply count off the days if you would start on day 8, which is the first of the yemei ziva, and those would be your first 3 days. If you count 7 clean days after that, you don't get to day 11. So day 11 is not what we would call Roy L'Sfira under those circumstances. So how do I know that even though it's not Roy L'Sfira, it nevertheless could be Roy L'Ziva? It could be one of the three consecutive sighting days to make her into a Zava. Tamalomer Beloy Eis Nidasa. From this expression, we know to include day 11. Yochel Shani Marbe Av Shneimosar. Well, will I include day 12 also? Amris Lav. No, I'm not going to include day 12. Why do you include day 11 as a date that could make her into a zava, and day 12 I'm not? You see, day 11 could be a Nikiyim day because I had the Xeris Akosov of Oki Sazuv, which meant to start the ziva counting from the gap of one day. As we discussed earlier, if you were to start her ziva period on day Bays, or day 9 on our chart, which is day Bays, the second of her Yemei Ziva, and you would count Bays, Gimel, and Dalid as being the Zava days, the day 11 would end up being the end of her Nikiyim. So day 11 has that unique feature in that it is a Sfiras Nikiyim day for a sighting that was learned from O Kisozu. However, Umotziani Yud Beis, but I'm not going to include Yud Beis as a possible Ziva day. She'ein roi l'sfiras O Kisozuv. If you were to have started the Ziva sighting from day Beis, concluding the 3 days on day 4, count 7 clean days from that point, you end at day 11. You don't get to day 12. So that day 12 is not included as becoming a Zava day either. The Ein Li Elo Shloisha Yomim, that she becomes a Zava regarding Tuma, I understand if she sees 3 days. That's what seems to say in the Pasuk. She has, that's what we learn, 3 days of sightings. Shnei Yomim Minayin, how about 2 days that of sightings would make her Tumea? Tamalomer Yomei. That says Yomei in the pasuk. Yomei Chav Minayin. How about 1 day of sighting that makes her Tameya? Talmud Lomar Kol Yomei. The word Tameya in the pasuk Melamed Shemetamas Boyelo Kenida. That one who has relations with a woman who is Tameya during her Ziva days, she is Metama, the one that has relations with her, just like in the case of Anida. He mitames boyalo, vein hazav mitame mashehu boyal. A woman imposes tuma on the man that has relations with her when she is tameo. However, a man that's tome as a zav does not impose tuma on the woman that he has intimacy with. Now, without this pasuk of he, I would have thought to the contrary. V'halo din hu. Logic would have led me to think the contrary. Uma hi she'eino mitama b'riyos kibiyomim. The woman who has a leniency to her in that 3 sightings on 1 day does not make her into a zava gedola. Yet, mitames boyalo, a woman, even with 1 sighting on the day that she's tameo, does metama the man, who the man that has a stringency associated with him, shemetama b'riyos kibiyomim, 3 sightings on 1 day, 3 zov sightings on 1 day will make him into a zav that's chayev not only shiva nikim but to bring a korban. Eino din shemetame mashu boil. Certainly, you see with this stringency in mind, he certainly should impose tuma on the woman that has relations with him. Talmud lomar he, hence the word he, which is a limitation expression. He metamez boyalov ein azav metame mashu boil. She imposes tuma, the woman who's tamea, but not the woman, namely the zava, imposes tuma when she is tamea on the man, but the man who is tamea as a zav does not impose tuma on the woman. Uminayin, now following the girsa change here, we read shehi. Uminayin shehi oisa mishka v'moshav. From where do I know that the zava makes tuma on the bed, imposes tuma on the beds and chairs that she sits on? Talmud lomar kemishkav nidosa v'ein li'elo shloshi yomim. I would know that she makes mishka v'moshav if she had 3 days of blood sighting. Shnei yomim minayin. How about if she had only 2 days of blood sighting? That when she is tamea, she imposes tumas mishka v'moshav. Tamar lomar yimei. Yom echad minayin. Tamar lomar kol yimei. These expressions lead me to include these additional cases. Uminayin shesoferes echad li echad. From where do I know that for 1 day of blood she counts one clean day? Talmud lomar yielo. Yochol tispor shiva l'shnayim. Could it be that if she has 2 days of blood sighting, she would keep 7 clean days? The dinhu, and logic would in fact lead me to think that way. Umahu shein sofer echad echad sofer shiva l'shnayim. A man, a zav, who had one zav sighting, he doesn't keep the next day as a clean day. There's no need, there's no concept of shemeres yom keneged yom by the zav. And yet, for 2 sightings, he needs to keep 7 clean days. That's the rule of a man that has 2 zav sightings. He should sofer echad l'echad. The woman who has a stringency associated with her, that for 1 day of blood during the Ziva period, she keeps the next day betara, that's Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, Eino Din Shetispor Shiva L'Shnayim. Certainly she should keep, you would think she should keep 7 clean days for 2 sightings, like we saw by the man. Talmud Lomar Yelo Eino Seferes Elo Yoimo. That for 2 sightings, if she had 2 days of Ziva sightings, she keeps only 1 additional clean day. What do we see from all of this? Alma kroin inhu. The rules governing the laws of the Yemei Ziva are all based on psukim. So what are you telling me that which we saw in our previous year, that it's halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai? The Gemara answers the Rabbi Kiva kroi. That's true. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's derived from psukim. However, the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who was the one arguing with Rabbi Kiva, and it's in that source that we saw that it's halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai, that in fact is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's opinion. Rabbi Kiva disagrees, and he says that these halachas concerning the 11 days of Ziva are derived from psukim. Once again, l'Rabbi Kiva kroi, l'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah hilchasa. Amar le'Rav Shmaya l'Rabbi Abba, Ema. I want to suggest the following. He says, Biyamama teve zava, Balevya teve nida. Maybe sightings during the daytime, blood sightings during the daytime, would make her into a zava. The Pasuk says, Yomim Rabim, in the case of the zava, Perek, Vayikra Perek Tesva Pasuk of Hay. However, if she were to have a sighting, a blood sighting at night, she wouldn't become a zava. In other words, we're looking at those 11 days, and maybe only during a daytime sighting she becomes a Zava. But Balela Tevinida, if she had a blood sighting during the nighttime, she would become a Nida. Omar Lei, so Rabbi Abba answers, Olech Omar Kro, regarding you, the Pasuk says, Al Nidasa, means Samuch L'Nidasa. The Parsha of Zava, is right after the Nidus. What comes around right after the Nida? What is right next to the Nida days? The Layla, that's nighttime. In other words, when you finish 7 days, 7 days are completed with sundown of the seventh day. Right after that starts the Zava period, which is featured in the second parsha that we alluded to before of the Zohar. It says Al Nidasa, and that happens to be a nighttime. The Kakori La Zava, and she is called in the Pasuk a Zava. So we're talking about a nighttime sighting, and the Torah refers to as a Zava. So that repudiates or rebuffs the suggestion made by Rav Shmaya that a nighttime sighting during the Zava days would make her into a Nida. We say no. Tana de Bei Elio. The following conclusion to Maseches Nida is actually found as a conclusion in other Masechtos as well. Kol Hashoyne Halachos B'chol Yoyim Muftach Loishiben Olam Haba. Rashi points out the term halachas, and this is, in this case you can see a connection between that which we were mentioning before, because the word halachas includes Mishnah, Braisa, and halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim, and appropriately enough, we were just involved with a discussion revolving around halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. So here we're taught that anyone who engages on a daily basis in halachas is guaranteed to be a ben olam haba, a member of the world to come. Shnemar, the pasuk says, Halichos Olam Loi. Al Tikri Halichos. Don't read the word as Halichos, Elo Halachos. So one who is engaged in Halachos, he merits Olam, the Olam Haba. And in this very lofty spirit, we conclude Maseches Nida. So with that, we conclude our Shiur for today.